The Power FM Brekkie Show.
How funny is this? A former employee of the Queen has just revealed one of her unusual behaviours while she's at the palace.
I imagine the Queen would have a few little quirks. What's this one?
I love it. He's basically revealed that she eats a banana with a knife and a fork.
That is so strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you reckon she peels it first, lays it out on a plate, or I guess someone else would probably peel it for her. She's the Queen after all. Lays it out on a plate and then just, I guess, goes at it with a knife and fork. Do you reckon she's...
Pretty much, yeah.
Would she be removing the peel with a knife and fork, do you think?
Well, she cuts the ends off and then, yeah, apparently you split the open, like the middle of it open, like it's still in its skin.
Does she really?
So weird.
That is next level evolution right there. Like, you know, you watch monkeys eat a banana and you go, wow, they eat it just like us.
Yeah.
Like in 200,000 years' time, monkeys will be sitting there with two sticks, like carefully removing the skin from their banana before hopping into it.
Yeah.
It's such a weird way to eat a banana, isn't it?
Well, considering that, like, they come in their own wrapper.
They do.
Most normal people just pop the top off it, peel back the sides and gnaw away.
It's the most convenient fruit, isn't it? Like, I don't really hugely like the flavour of bananas that much. But as you know, Jules, I have a banana most mornings.
Yep.
Because it's such a convenient snack and you feel good about yourself because it's supposedly healthy.
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't have to get your hands dirty because you can hold the skin the whole way down.
It's even better.
Yeah. No mess. Nothing. Yeah, bananas are very convenient. So I don't know why the Queen's dirtying a perfectly good knife and fork for. I guess that's what happens when you've got cleaners.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I remember back in the day eating pizza with my parents.
Yeah.
And they always ate it with a knife and a fork.
Oh,
and I always
yeah.
thought that's how most people ate it. I remember going out to maybe like a Pizza Hut party
yeah.
when I was younger.
Yeah.
Someone had their birthday there. And everyone was eating it with their hands. And I was like... Oh, I've been doing it wrong all these years.
You felt like a bit of a goose.
Yeah.
Did you go at it with your knife and fork and then they'll, did you even have a knife and fork being Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Did anyone comment?
Everyone went, what are you doing?
See, I did the exact opposite to that, Jules. I've eaten pizza with my hands my entire life because that's just how you eat pizza.
Yeah.
But Alice's parents, like yours, they
knife
eat pizza
forks.
With a knife and fork. Yeah, yeah, so I remember in the early stages of my relationship with Alice, we must have been having pizza at their place or somewhere. And I just went in there with my hands. No, we're out at a restaurant, that's right, and I ordered pizza and so did they. I went at it with my hands and I looked around the table and they're all sawing it with a knife and fork and I just felt like just this, like just rough child from the wrong side of the tracks wanting to date their nice daughter.
Just shoveling food into your mouth
yes.
with your bare hands.
What are you eating? Give us a call now, 533-1031. What are you eating with a knife and fork that's considered a little unusual?
Ben, are you eating a weird food with your knife and fork?
It wasn't me who was eating the weird food, but a girl that I used to see in Horsham, not Horsham, sorry, Hamilton.
Yeah.
I went to their house and everything first, and I'd never met her family and stayed there and everything like that, and after tea they brought the ice cream out and they all started eating their ice cream with a knife and fork.
Instead of a spoon?
Instead of a spoon.
What?
How do you even eat ice cream with a knife and fork? So were they slicing little slithers off their ice cream and then just scooping it up with the fork?
Well, apparently, because they were quite a wealthy family and everything like that, but apparently eating it with a knife and fork just stops the fact that you get brain freeze or putting too much ice cream in there and stuff like that. And
it's,
it just didn't make any sense.
Nah, that's ridiculous.
It was like a huge pool of melted ice cream.
Well,
the bottom of it.
The best part about ice cream for me is the real slushy half-melted stuff when you get to the end of the bowl.
Well, you
can't
basically
eat,
drink that then.
Yeah, you can't eat that with a fork.
No, you can't.
Oh, good one,
I
Ben.
I get to that slushy part and then I just put about 4 tonnes of Milo on it and go nuts.
Yeah, that's the way to eat ice cream.
Exactly.
You've done well.
There's no other way.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.